You join me. A tremendously exciting moment. Not as exciting as the moment at the beginning of the previous show, I have to admit. At the beginning of the previous show, I announced to the world that I was in a hotel bedroom. I'm still in the same hotel bedroom, so I could announce the same thing, and it would be a repeat, technically, of the same exciting moment, except obviously you have less excitement attached to it. There'd be less. Let's try it. Hello, I'm in a hotel bedroom. You see, there you go. It's a lot less exciting than last time. Last time you went, oh, he's in a hotel bedroom. That's novel. Although you won't be saying that if you'd heard my shows about a year ago, where I did several shows from various hotel bedrooms. But no, recent new listeners to the show will have said, oh, look, he's in a hotel bedroom. Never heard him do anything like that before. This is very exciting. But if you're listening to it today and you hear me say I'm in a hotel bedroom again, you'll say, oh, for fuck's sake, he's done that before. He did that just previously on the previous show. He's probably recording on the same day, in the same hotel bedroom, in the same place, in the same country. And even if he's not, all hotel bedrooms are pretty much the same. Although sometimes you get a hotel bedroom that's the other way around, where you go in the door and the toilet is on the left instead of the right, and the bed is on the left wall instead of the right wall. It's like a mirror image of an ordinary, of the usual hotel bedroom, although maybe it's just that I've had more than average number of hotel bedroom stays where the bed is being on the right. But it seems to me that the vast majority of bedrooms in hotels, the bed is on the right rather than the left, and so is the bathroom door. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've just been unlucky. Not that I consider that unlucky to have got mostly bedrooms where it's all on the right, because that's my preferred type. I feel a bit weird when I get a hotel bedroom where it's all on the left. I don't think I like that layout, even though it's pretty much the same layout, just the other way around. I think I enjoy it more this way. But maybe that just makes me a weirdo. I don't know. But if I'm going to have to, if I was the type of person who went to a lot of hotel bedrooms, which I'm not at the moment, I think I would like them to be mostly this layout, have them mostly on the right, because then I would get used to them. When I wake up in a hotel room in the middle of the night for a piss, I don't know where the hell I am, so at least if they were all the exact same layout, I would know where the toilet is. I'm going to say, I could do a little test in my head to test, am I in a hotel bedroom or am I just at home and drunk? And the way I could test that is by walking basically the same way a chess piece moves in a chess game. Take one step forward and two steps right, and then do the same again in reverse. And if I do that, then I should be at the bathroom door, if it's this bathroom layout. And then go, oh, I'm in a hotel room. Or if I do that and it turns out that I'm at the cat's basket, then I'll know, oh, I'm just at home and I'm a bit drunk. But in order for that to work, that method, the two chess horse knight piece moves method, I'd have to be, the hotel layout would have to always be the same. Although I suppose if it was the other way around, it might work as well. Because you know the way in the horsey thing on the chessboard, you can do two steps forward and one step right, or one step forward and two steps right. But you'd have to know, you'd have to try it both ways, because you wouldn't know which way around the hotel room was. So no, I think they should all be, this all hotel room should be this way. You go in the door, your bathroom is on the right, the wardrobe is on the left, the tea thing and the TV are on the left, and the beds are on the right, and the window was on the outside wall, although that's a given. Unless you're in some sort of weird bed and breakfast house down in Galway or somewhere where they have a roof window, which if you ask me is not really a hotel at all, it's a bed and breakfast house. Not that there's anything wrong with those. I've stayed in bed and breakfast houses, I just find them a bit weird. You go down to the kitchen and they'll say, hello, do you want breakfast? And I'll say, yes please, and then they hand you breakfast. They don't ask what you want for breakfast, they just hand you a big plate with loads of cooked crap on it, and and some toast. And they'll say, do you want tea or coffee? And you say, yes, please. And they'll say, well, which do you want? And I'll say, I don't know. I'll have a bit of both. I'm not sure what your tea is like. What's your tea like? They'll say, well, it's Indian. We import our tea from India, special oriental tea. We don't like the Irish stuff, so we specially import tea from India. In fact, it's from several parts of India. It's all being blended together by a special tea importation company. It's called Lion's Tea. You might have seen it in supermarkets here. It's basically the same stuff you have at home, except you're a numbskull and a moron, so you don't realise it's Indian. Then they say, oh, and we have coffee as well. We have... we have caffeinated coffee. We have decaffeinated coffee too, but that's only because, in case you're a wuss, I know in hotel rooms you get decaffeinated coffee in a little sachet in your room. But this is a bed and breakfast establishment, and it's breakfast time, so you shouldn't be worrying about caffeine keeping you awake. It's appropriate to be kept awake. I assume you're here on a business trip. You probably are. Not that it's any of my business, but what are you here for? That's what they'll say. And you'll say, I'll have tea, please. You're right, it's none of your business. But I'm not going to say that because I'm afraid of you. And it's not that kind of establishment where you can be rude to the people. So no, I'm not here on a business trip. My wife is. I'm just, well, you know yourself. Anyway, that's Datsun. There was a car called Datsun in the 1970s. It's called Nissan now. It used to be when they were in the middle of the changeover, there used to be the Nissan Datsun Sunny Sentra. There's such a thing as old branding too much, as far as I'm concerned. You can get Coca-Cola, cherry Coca-Cola diet with sugar-free, cat-free, turnip-free. And that'll be the full name of it. In my day, you used to just get Coke. It'd be Coke and Pepsi. And you'd say, hello, can I have a Coke? And you'd say that in Burger King. And they'd give you Pepsi, but they wouldn't say, no, we don't do Coke here. Here's Pepsi. They'll just give you the Pepsi. And still, if you say, excuse me, I asked for Coke, they'll say, well, we don't do Coke. So you made the unilateral decision to give you Pepsi instead and not say anything. Do you have a problem with that? And you'll say, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I don't drink any cola that comes in the blue branded container. Coke isn't blue. It's not. Maybe there's some scope to have a little bit of blue in the logo design, but not much. It should be kept at a minimum, unless you have some retro Pepsi from the old days. There was red and white and a bit of blue. That was fine. But you don't have that. You have the stupid blue. Blue is the colour of the European Union. You get the blue tip flag thing with the stars arranged round in the circle, and that's copyright to EU, so you can't be using that on a cola. Not I'm suggesting you do. It's not even your cola. Well, it kind of is, because well, not anymore, but you Burger King people, you used to be owned by Pepsi, or Pepsi used to own you, one or the other, I can't remember which. But that's, we're back in the past now, or at least we were at that time. We're not back in the past anymore. We're back to the future, which is the present, not in the sense of it being a gift, although maybe it is. The future is certainly the gift, but yeah, the present is a gift. It's a gift from God. You're here now, you're alive. It's a gift from whoever made all this, so be grateful for it, and don't be going bitching about hotel rooms being the wrong way around and Pepsi Cola being the wrong colour, whatever else it is you're going round on about. Stuff. Now, we have a couple of minutes left to fill. Usually at this point in the show I do a cat song, and that would fill up the rest of the time nicely. We'll have no musical instruments with me. The only musical instrument at my disposal is... the hotel room television, and a pint of Bulmer's pear cider. So we'll see what we can do with those. Let's see. We don't have a music channel, but I do have a volume button. And there's, I'm afraid you've just missed the opening music for ITV News. That might have come in useful in some way. So let's see what else we can get. It was a guy talking. That's not of any use for our purposes. Not that there's anything wrong with it. There's a cartoon about a raccoon. He seems to have a baby's bottle. There's a stick floating in front of him. He looks a bit downcast and his nose is red. He's probably been drinking. I think there's been a nuclear incident because the sky around him is very yellow. Let's see. No, that's not really of any use for a cat song. It's trial and error, this sort of thing. There's CBeebies. It's the BBC channel for young children. There's a bear thing talking to a tortoise who's after running away, rather ironically, because turtles don't run. Oh, maybe they consider themselves. Oh, there's some nice music. Better make use of it while it's there. Oh, cat song, cat song. This music is accompanying me for a cat song. Oh, it's finished now. Oh, there it is again. Oh, cat song, cat song. This music is accompanying my cat song. This music is on the television on. That's hare and tortoise in two-dimensional racing each other are distracting me from my cat song. The music's over now. Maybe it'll start up again in a minute, you'll see. But by then the show will be over like this.